Welcome. You are listening to a recording provided by Voice Republic at http://voicerepublic.com.
You know, tonight, it feels like a perfect night.
Asia.
To change the world.
What's up, everybody? Want to welcome you all to Soul Food Sundays with your host, LaCara, featuring DJ E. This is our premiere show, and we are so excited to bring you love, life, laughter. We want to feed your soul with spiritual and musical nourishment. Give it up for our live audience. Yes. The reason you heard that ambulance sound is because our debut show, we're going to be talking about relationship rescue. We want to help you save your relationship. If your relationship is in any type of trouble, that is what we are here to do. So my name is LaCara. I'm going to be your host, and my co-host and sidekick for life is DJ E in the building. Give it up for him. Yes. So. This is the way we're going to kick off our show. I want to let you guys know that we have prizes. We have prizes. We've gotten so many emails, and hopefully we can get to all of our emails tonight. If you want to call in and speak to us about your relationship, you're going to have to do so at 646-595-2939, or you can email us at soulfoodsundayradio@gmail. And if you're calling us at 646-595-2939. Don't forget to press 1 when you get in. So we want to kick off the show. We want to talk about what's happening in celebrity relationship news. I got my celebrity, my entertainment correspondent here who have given me everything that I need to know, Andressa Echoes, Katina Driver, and Asia Karim. And these ladies have been doing research all day on what's happening in celebrity news and relationships. So we found out that Kim Kardashian got engaged, 15-carat ring. What do you think about that, DJE?
I wish I could afford a 15-carat ring.
How much does a 15-carat ring cost? We don't even know. How much does a 15-carat ring cost?
It costs your soul because you got to be an Illuminati.
Shut up. Nobody asked you. 15-carat ring. Congratulations, Kim K and Kanye West and DJ E and I. We want to come to the wedding, so you can email us at Soul Food Sunday Radio. Email our invitation to soulfoodsundayradio@gmail.com. And before we get started, I got to give a shout out because every Soul Food Sunday, and maybe some of you listeners will get a chance to be invited because we really do eat while we're here, and we have, I know, that's the best part of Soul Food Sunday for a reason. Tonight we are having a three cheese baked tortellini with garlic rolls and fresh garden salad. I'm so excited about that. So check this out. We're about to get started. Also in our celebrity relationship news, I found out, and I love Miley Cyrus. I know everybody's giving Miley Cyrus a hard time because she twerked or whatever. What are you going to do when you're 20? You're going to twerk when you're 20. You're going to twerk. Who's not going to twerk when they're 20? She got...
I didn't twerk when I was.
You didn't twerk when you were 20?
You missed out.
E said she didn't twerk when she was 20. She missed out. Ladies, did you all twerk when you were 20?
I didn't twerk. They still twerking.
They are still twerking, and clearly they are out of their 20s, but we're not going to talk about that. But I did hear, I heard Miley Cyrus got de-engaged. I didn't even know that de-engaged was a word. So if you got de-engaged, you have been officially Miley Cyrus. I'm sorry, ladies, if you got de-engaged, you've been Miley Cyrus. But, you know, it happens that way. So that is our celebrity relationship news. But for our listeners that we love so much, we want to give you all some tips. So we want to give you some tips, and we want to talk to you all, and we're going to read our emails, and we want you guys to call in because I am a counselor. I host the Brown Sugar Vibe, and I do all other kind of things, but I am a counselor. So we do want you guys to call in so we can give you some great information on how to save your relationship. 646-595-2939 or, and press 1, or email us at soulfoodsundayradio@gmail.com. And tonight is all about saving relationships, relationship rescues. We got 5 tips that we're going to go through. We're going to talk to you guys. We're going to read your emails. We're going to take your calls. So please call us with all of your questions. And for the people that are calling in, I want to tell you guys what we have, because we're going to be drawing a prize. And this is awesome because we're not even playing tonight. We're going to give away 2 VIP tickets to the next Brown Sugar Vibe, which is spoken word live music. You're going to be treated. You and your date are going to be treated so awesome coming to the show. We're giving away 2 VIP tickets to that. We're also giving away 2 counseling sessions with the licensed counselor, Mika Ray, and that is a value of $120. So if your relationship is in trouble, we have a licensed counselor on deck to help you guys. I want to give you 2 free sessions, and also we're going to give away a $25 gift certificate. We're just going to do a Visa card so you can take a babe wherever you know you can't have it. Wherever you want to take your babe, $25 for dinner. So we're about to get you guys on the right track. So we're listening out for callers, 646-595-2939. But we're going to go to our first email. Let's go to our first email. You ready, E? We're going to our first email.
Let's do it.
All right. We got an email, and I'm going to keep these anonymous. I'm going to keep these anonymous because I don't want to mix them up, and then I'll tell you guys. I got to take a sip of my Hennessy. Yes. Okay, so I'm going to read this email, and then we're going to talk about it. We're going to take some feedback from our audience. Our first email says, communication and patience are 2 essential pieces as we are growing in love. Yet, with 2 very varying personalities, it seems as if it can turn into a battle in an instant. Oh, my gosh, we've all been there. A war on words, intent, perspectives. She says, we are dedicated to this relationship for the long haul, so we always hash it out and talk, but it seems like it takes hours before we can get to that point in which it seems as if hours are being wasted, being irritated with one another. Ugh. Communication skills are those things that always have to be honed, especially in new situations or with new people. What is your insight on communication with your partner, especially when emotions get involved and one or the other partner does not feel heard, understood, or embraced for what they express? This is so awesome, and I'm so awesome and so thankful for this first email, because that is one of our first 5 tips, and all of our tips begin with C. So write these down, guys. These are so valuable. Our first C is communication. So we want to talk about communication. What happens when the other person does not feel heard, understood, embraced for what they express? So I'm going to start, and then I'm going to ask E, because she's my awesome co-host, what she has to say about communication. Anonymous emailer, obviously, communication, we went first because we felt like we used that one first because we felt like that one is really, really, truly key, and it's one of the most important. I think there's somewhere that says, I don't know if it's a quote, if it's scripture, that says, try to seek first to understand and then to be understood. So I think sometimes if we could really focus in, and this is hard, you know, to submit to our own will, to submit to our own ego and say, okay, let me see what you are saying. Let me try to understand what you are saying first before I try to get my point across, because that's what we do. You know, we say, well, I want E shaking her head at me. It's about to get real. I'm on the Hennessy. She's shaking her head at me. Let me say what I have to say first before you are shaking your head at me. All I'm saying is, okay, before we start with our ego and our, you got to listen to me, you got to hear what I have to say, if we could take a step back and say, you know what, let me hear what you have to say. E, stop laughing. I'm serious. Let me hear what you have to say. Let me hear you, okay? And then say what we have to say. What do you have to say, E?
All right, I'll listen to you. I'm done listening to you. I'll let you say what you had to say. This is how communication works. You have to cuss each other out first. Get the real feelings out the way. And it's important that the two of you understand that you're both crazy.
I just took the phone from her because you can't cuss people out.
Yes, you can. You have to get that initial emotion out.
I'm the counselor. I'm a counselor. She's a DJ.
This is real. I'm giving the real answer.
I'm a counselor. She's a DJ.
Your counseling answer doesn't work for some people.
Anybody that wants to chime in on this, please call us in. Tell us what you think about communication.
646-595-2939. Press 1.
All I'm saying is that if you could submit to your own ego first and say, I'm going to relax on this issue. I'm going to relax on it. And I want to hear you first. I want to hear from you.
How many people do you know that can do that in the moment?
Okay, but this is what our caller is asking. She's saying how they're wasting hours. They're wasting hours on this, okay? And it's so hard when you're in a relationship and you value your time and someone's getting mad at you, and they're getting mad at you for hours. True story here. They're getting mad at you for hours, and you're like, hey, we don't have that kind of time. So, caller, what I'm going to say as the counselor and not the DJ is, okay, if you are, you know, you're the person that wrote it, you try this trick the next time you're having this to say, hey, babe, let me hear what you have to say. Let me understand what you have to say, and let me embrace what you have to say, and then allow them to get it out, and then you try. Callers, tell us what you think. I don't have all the answers. Sure, I do. 646-595-2939. And we're going to go to our next email. Anise, our producer, y'all give a special hand to Anise. Yes, in the building. Anise, do we have callers on the line? Do we have callers on the line? I'm going to our next email. But if we have callers, okay, callers, make sure you press 1 if you want to get in. Make sure you press 1. You got to press 1. I'm going to go to our next email unless we have a caller. I'm checking the screen to see if we have any callers. Okay, I'm going to read our next email. Our next email says, me and my partner have been together for 8 years. On paper, we are an awesome couple. She makes 6 figures, and I'm not far behind. We bought a home. We run a small business together that we are really a good team with. But when the doors are closed and we are in the same room alone, we don't talk. We don't make love. Truthfully, I don't believe we like each other. I know the only reason we are together is because we are content. Life is good with each other financially. No worries. I need to know if this storm will pass or if this ride is over. Help. And she signed it. All right, that's a good question. So we got a caller that is saying that her and her partner, they've been together for several years. They have a business together. But at the end of the day, they don't believe that they really like each other. So I want to go into our second tip. And E, you can tell me what you think about this, right? The first one was communication, and all of them start with C, so this is going to be so easy. The second one is clarity. We want to talk about boundaries and speaking in your authentic voice. Now, what I believe, E, and I'm going to start, I think that this couple is going to have a conversation, a real conversation, that says, why are you still in this?
Okay, I agree with you on that. I agree.
Okay. And for each one of them to be able to say, this is why I'm still in it, and to be authentic about it. If it's because I'm financially comfortable and I'm okay with that, I'm okay with not making love, I'm okay with not talking to you, go ahead.
Okay, but that's where communication becomes essential.
Uh-huh.
Because if you don't know how to communicate why you're in it or why you're still doing, why if you don't know how to be truthful and communicate why you're still in it, then it may not work.
Okay, so the caller wants to know, is it time to you know, love it or leave it? The caller wants to know, should they stay or should they not stay? Now, I'm all about, you know, I'm usually like, you know, let's work it out. Let's try this thing. But I truly believe that you have to learn how to speak in your authentic voice. You have to know what your boundaries are. And the thing about relationship boundaries that I am learning, I'm a work in progress here, is that your boundaries are to make you comfortable. Your boundaries are not supposed to make other people comfortable. And so if you keep moving your boundaries, then they're not really boundaries, you know. And so in this relationship, this couple, you guys are going to have to sit down and you're going to have to really say, what do you want? And at the end of the day, do we want to do this? Do we want to continue doing this? I think a lot of people end up staying in relationships for a lot of different reasons that don't have anything to do with love. They stay because they are content, and that's what this caller is saying. They stay because it's a lot of pressure when you're in a relationship for so long, and society is looking at you, and they're cheering for you, and they want it to work, and people don't want to disappoint people. So at the end of the day, my suggestion to this caller is our second C, is that you've got to get clarity on why you are still in this relationship.
Or
be honest with yourself and be honest with your partner.
Okay, hold on, because you also have to understand that once you get clarity, then you also have to decide if you're willing to compromise with whatever those answers are. Because what if they're like, okay, you know what, I'm just in this for business reasons. And the other one's like, okay, well, I'm in it for such and such. If that's something you both can live with and can deal with and can work through, then that's the compromise you want to have. And you can have a great relationship that way. Because, honestly,
okay,
any relationship that is going to have that compromise. You see how I brought in that other C? That was real sweet.
I did and we weren't even ready for the other C. Let me take a step of Hennessy. We weren't even ready for the other C. Okay, Anise is telling me that we have a caller on the line. We have Tia on the line. Tia, go ahead and put Tia through, Anise. I'm ready.
Hi.
Hi, Tia.
Hello?
What's your question for us?
My question is, if you're in a relationship with someone for a long time and things are going awry and you feel like you want to couples counseling and the other person doesn't want to go, how do you deal with a situation like that?
Ooh, that's really good. That's really good. And I'm one of those people that believe that certain things take two yeses and one no. I think that counseling is something that takes two yeses, you know, that both people have to agree that they want to do this. I don't believe that you can force anyone into therapy, because if you go into therapy with a closed mind and a closed heart, you're not going to receive what that person is trying to give you. And while we're talking about therapy, I have to give a shout out to licensed therapist Mika Ray, who's given away two sessions, and we're going to be raffling that off. So guess what? If you win this, Tia, okay, you don't even have to pay for it. You can go to those two sessions for free. We're going to let DJ E chime in on it. But I'm all in favor of, she's like, I don't have an answer for that. I'm all in favor of couples getting counseling, because I think sometimes have somebody that is in the middle. They are unbiased. They can hear both sides with a clear head. You know, a lot of times, Tia, you with me still?
I'm here.
Sometimes we want to go to our friends. How many times have you gone to your friends, Tia? Be honest.
Daily.
Daily with your friends. And your friends always tell you what you want to hear, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, pretty much. And then your partner's friends, your girlfriend's friends are always telling her what she want to hear. And then so you guys don't have that person in the middle that can give you an unbiased report of your relationship. And I think that you have to explain that to your partner to say, you know what, my friends tell me what I want to hear, your friends tell you what you want to hear, and we have to have somebody that's in the middle that can tell us what's really going on. And not only that, but give you guys a therapeutic approach to making your relationship work.
And then you both have to be willing to accept whatever answers that therapist gives you or whatever exercises you may have to do. You have to both be willing to do your part to make that work. Because if not, then it's not going to work anyway. It doesn't matter how much therapy you have if you both aren't willing to, you know, subject yourself to whatever it takes.
Hmm. Well, thank you so much.
Were we able to answer that? That brings us to our third seed. So we did answer your question for you, Tia?
Yes,
We lost. Oh, we did. Thank you so much for giving us a call. If you have any questions, and Tia, we're going to put your name in, so make sure that our producer has your name and your information for the drawing toward the end of the show, where we're giving away two VIP tickets to the Brown Sugar Vibe, spoken word and live music, two counseling sessions with licensed therapist Mika Ray of Intimate Counseling, and also a $25 gift certificate to a restaurant of your choice. It's going to be a Visa gift certificate. So call us at 646-595-2939. You are listening to Soul Food Sunday Radio. And you can also email us at soulfoodsundayradio@gmail.com with your relationship questions and get entered to win these fabulous prizes that we have. If we have any callers, Anisha's going to let me know. I'm going to go to our next email. And I'm checking the Facebook, Anisha, so I can see you if you tell me that we have any callers here. Okay, so we got another email. All righty, and this email says, my wife and I have been together 3 years. No kids, beautiful home, great job. Everything is going well for us. The only thing that has come up is that my wife feels that we should include a third party sexually in our relationship. She doesn't care if it's a man. I know. Are we mature enough to handle this question?
678-270-7COPY.
We're not going to tell them to call you, but we are going to say, let me finish this. It says she doesn't care if it's a male or a female. Me being a straight man, I am worried because if you want to add someone soon, what's going to happen to the rest of our lives? I don't think I can take another man sleeping with my wife. I might enjoy it too much. Oh, that's interesting. I might enjoy it too much. What should I do? Oh, this is awesome. Like, all of our emails are bringing us to our C's that we're doing, the tips that we're giving you all. Now, that one's a little tricky. E, I want you to start with that one. Can you start with that one for us?
I did. I said 678-270. Call me. We can work this out.
Come on, tell us what you really think. Like, do you think, because our next C is compromise. And, sex is a big deal in relationships. And you
sex
get with
is
people
everything
and you,
in a relationship.
Sex is everything. I would not go that far. But
Asia, you listening?
Okay. Now. Let's get back to the question ahead. Go ahead.
Okay, because this situation is something I'm very familiar with. So
okay.
I would say this is where communication, all that stuff comes in to play. You have to be able to sit down and make sure. The good thing is that in the email, it sounds like she's already kind of proposed that to him, or they've proposed that to each other. So they've started that conversation, which means they may both be comfortable with it. Well, I guess not, because he said he's not really sure. But the thing is, you have to have a good amount of trust to do something like that. And And then you have to give the other person that option to say, hey, you know, I'm not comfortable with this, or, okay, let's try it. But understand that whatever you decide, there's going to be repercussions for it, because you're literally stepping outside of your relationship. And if it's not something you're used to, then you've got to be willing to go with whatever happened and accept whatever that change, whatever change may occur from that. It's not a bad thing. I don't think it's a bad thing, because I really feel like you live your life attracted to many people in this world. And I don't think that being, you know, with one person means you're not going to be attracted to other people. You are going to be attracted to other people, and you may need that spice. And there's going to be times when you're not going to have sex with that person for a long time, that same person that you're with. So I think that's something they can explore, but it has to be a good amount of conversation about it, and they need to find a way to get comfortable within themselves with it. If you're not comfortable with it with that particular person, don't do it.
Okay, but let me ask you this. First of all, let me say we got a whole bunch of callers on the line. If you want to speak to us, you have to press 1. So if you have questions for us, you got to press 1 so we can go ahead and start taking your questions. And this is an awesome show. That's what the producer is telling us. We got a whole bunch of people downloading. We got a whole bunch of callers. If you want to talk to us, you have to press 1. Okay, so let me tell you this, E. I've always had trepidation about being in a threesome. Okay. Because I do not want to be the juice girl. Okay? For those of you who are listening and you want to know what the juice girl is, in my mind, I envision, first of all, I hope my mother is not listening to this show, but I envision that we agree to have this threesome, and that the other two people, they are getting it on, and they forget about me. And then someone asked me to go and get some juice. And I have become the juice girl. And I'm a team player. So I'm going to go get the juice. And now I feel like I'm jumping double dutch, trying to get in the action. And I don't believe that my self-esteem is high enough for that. So I'm going to say, again, I agree with you, E. I know about the whole attraction thing and all that good stuff. Okay. But I am not doing the threesome. I'm just not, E. I'm not doing the threesome.
Audience, y'all doing the threesome?
Everyone in the audience has said, okay, not everyone in the audience has said yes to the threesome. I want to hear back from you callers. I want to know if this guy should do the threesome. We need you guys to call and tell us that he should do the threesome. Or if he should not do the threesome with his wife, if maybe he's going to end up being the juice guy. Who knows? I don't know. Call us and let us know what you think. You got to press 1, call us. You got to press 1 and join in the conversation with us.
And then again, there's nothing wrong with being a juice girl. There's nothing wrong with that.
No, there's a lot wrong with being the juice girl.
Oh, there's nothing wrong with that.
There's a lot.
Then you get thirsty. Somebody going to have to go get something to drink.
Well, if they're thirsty, that means they're having fun. And I'm not having fun, and I want to have fun. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine somebody like, huh, we're thirsty.
Hold on,
go get us some juice. How would that make you feel that you're in the kitchen pouring juice and you can hear all the moans from upstairs?
Then you better hurry up.
You still want to be in this threesome?
You just better hurry up.
You still want to be in this threesome? No, you don't. Huh? So check this out, callers. We are halfway through our tips. We're halfway through our tips. We're halfway through our show, and we're having a great time with you guys. Let me reiterate. We talked about communication. Okay, we're trying to help you guys save your relationships. Communication is important. You got to talk it out. Okay, don't waste a whole lot of time, but you got to talk it out. Sometimes people need that space. They need to back up from it. But at the end of the day, you got to bring it back together. I know that there's a Bible scripture that talks about not going to bed angry, and I am all about that. Okay. The second thing is clarity. You have to have clarity in your relationship. Okay. You got to have clarity. You got to set boundaries, and you got to speak in your authentic voice. You got to say what's real for you. Too many times in our relationship, we go days, we go weeks, we go years without speaking in our authentic voice, without saying, this is what I need from you. This is what I need from this relationship. This is why I am still here. So let's get some clarity while we're here in these relationships. Number three, compromise. I don't know how the compromise fits into the threesome, but hey, maybe this guy and his wife need to compromise. They need to say, what's going to work? She's saying, I need more spice from this relationship. He's saying, I don't want to be the juice guy. That's what he's saying, right, E? That's what he's saying. That is what he's saying. He's saying, I don't want to be the juice guy. We're going to get to tip 4 and 5, but we are getting ready to take a commercial break. We're going to take that commercial break right after we take this caller. We have Felicia on the line. Felicia, we're so glad that you are tuned in to us. What's your question, Felicia?
All right, I have two things. First, I do not believe in threesomes. I just feel like I would enjoy it too much. And like that guy, or like you, I feel like I would be left out of the party. The other thing I wanted to know is I've been dating this guy named Zolo. And everything has been going wonderful. The only problem is I haven't been out of a relationship too long. So I wonder, what is too soon to start another relationship? Or do you feel like it really matters as long as the chemistry is going well? That is my question.
That is a good question. That is a good question, Felicia. You know, I'm really big on, if you're out of a relationship, as long as, you know, I don't really have like a time frame, like, you know, researchers want to say 6 months, researchers want to say 8 months or whatever. And a lot of times what I truly believe is by the time we get out of the relationship, we have probably been out of that relationship for months by the time we end up calling it quits to begin with. And so I say that as long as you are not entering into your next relationship out of a response to being needy, being codependent, abandonment issues, or anger, or whatever the case is, you know, if you are entering into that space with a clean heart and clean mind and clean spirit, then I'm not really big on that whole, oh, gosh, you got to wait 6 months, you got to wait, you know, but I do believe in healing. Let me say that I do believe in healing. I do believe that you gotta heal from certain spaces just to make sure that you are not entering in those entering into another space with those issues, because we don't want to bring baggage from one relationship to another. We want to make it a, you know, I was writing this article once and talking to a friend on saying that the reason that it's so cheap in Europe to fly is because you can only bring a certain amount of baggage on the plane with you. And so I think that that was so, it was such an aha moment that says that if you want a really good flight and you want a cheap flight and you want to get there and have some fun, then don't bring all that baggage with you. So I hope that answers your question. Felicia, and I do thank you for calling. And please know that you've been entered in to win our SOS Save Our Situation gift basket, where we're going to be giving away the Brown Sugar Vibe VIP tickets and also the $25 gift certificate, as well as our two counseling sessions from Mika Ray with Intimate Counseling, Intimate Consulting. And she's a licensed therapist. So thank you for that, Felicia. We're going to bring on our – you're welcome. Thank you so much. We're going to bring on our sponsor who wants to say thank you, and then we're going to take a short commercial break. Let's bring on our sponsor.
Hello. Do we have – oops, hold on. I'm actually bringing on our sponsor now. Our sponsors are so huge. And I am thankful for Kappa Omega Omicron. I've got the vice president of Kappa Omega, Benny. Thank you.
Hello. How's everybody going?
We are awesome. Thank you, Kappa Omega Omicron, for giving us airtime tonight and for covering all of our costs. We really appreciate this because we could not have done this without you.
Oh, I want to say I'm enjoying this topic. DJ E and the young lady, the counselor, you know, I'm the counselor, she's the DJ. I really love that line. You have me cracking up. I'm enjoying what I'm hearing tonight. So I'm
proud. Well, thank you. Your money is going to good use.
All right. So, thank you, guys.
Thank you.
We thank you.
All right. And I couldn't do this without our wonderful music selection, so we are going to listen to our favorite artist. LaCara, who's our favorite artist?
Kim Joyce in the building.
Yay! So we're going to play some Kim Joyce for everybody.
A night full of passion. A passion in reverse. Cause even though I love your body, tonight I'm gonna fuck your mind first out. Stimulating conversation, get your juices flowing, get your pots pulsating. Serious as I'm boo, I know you wanna taste it. But hold on for that final destination. Here we need a journey, it's better. The ocean gets wetter. Take our time and this might last forever. Let me take you to heaven, show you a crown. But before we meet, yeah, please look down and just climax. Wanna hate, dead prison sex. Set it out, yeah, like that. Take your time, timeless. Marinating in the now, but basking in forever. This elevator love got me stuck in every level. Your head to your navel, your navel to your toes. All around your body, watch the mirror.
We want to welcome you guys back to Soul Food Sunday Radio with LaCara featuring DJ E. I'm the counselor. She's the DJ. And thank you for our sponsors that are sponsoring our show tonight. And thank you for our callers who are calling us with these great questions. Tonight's topic is relationship rescue. We want to help you with your relationship. And those callers that are calling in, we are entering you in a drawing. And you are going to win an awesome SOS Save Our Situation gift package that includes two VIP tickets to the Brown Sugar Vibe, two sessions with licensed counselor Mika Ray of Intimate counseling. That's $120 value. That's $150 value total. Add that with the $25 gift certificate, and that's $175 just for listening and calling in.
Ooh,
with
look
your
how you just did
questions.
That look at you.
I did that good. And I'm sipping on Hennessy, and we're eating soul food thanks to Asia Kareem and her three cheese bakery. Give it up one time for our live audience in the building. Yes, that is how we're going to do every fourth Sunday on Soul Food Sunday Radio with LaCara featuring DJ East. So we've given you guys some tips because, again, we want to save your relationship. That's what we want to do tonight, relationship rescue. We talked about communication. We talked about clarity. We talked about compromise. Number four, and E and I, we talk about this all the time, but before I even mention it, we've got a caller. Our producer is telling us we got a caller on the line. We love our callers. We've got Twin on the phone ready to talk. Twin, talk to us. I can't hear our caller. Anise, I can't hear our caller. Okay, while we're waiting to hear from Twin, we're going to go into number four. Hold on, let's give it a second. 1 second here.
Hello.
Okay, we got Twin on the line. Twin, talk to us. This is LaCara featuring DJ E on Soul Food Radio.
Hey, I've been in a relationship for about 5 years, and I never cheated on my lady. But up until a month ago, which I really had no reason to do it, but I did. And the new month thing is, like, so good, man. Like, everything is so good. Like, and, like, now I feel like I'm ready to swap out something new or someone for show for something that I don't even know. So I want to know, like, what should I do? Like, am I out of my mind for, you know what I'm saying, like, considering a 1 month, you know what I'm saying, thing for, you know what I'm saying, for something that I had 5 years?
Oh, that's a great question. Let me ask, yeah, I can hear you. Let me ask you this, right, because
okay.
What I talked a little bit right before we went to break. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. So we talked about that sometimes we're in relationships that we know are over a long time before they're over, before we actually get to the point where we're honest with ourselves and we say, that we actually kind of check out on those relationships. Do you feel like before this one month thing happened that you had maybe kind of checked out a little bit on your relationship?
Oh, you know what? Honestly, no. Like I said, I had no reason. No, I don't feel like I checked out already. You know what I'm saying? I had no reason, but, you know, I did it. And I'm kind of glad that I did, but, you know, I didn't have a reason. Everything
okay, so
good.
You are kind of glad that you stepped out and that you're in the 1 month situation now. What is the 1 month giving you that the 4 or 5 years was not giving you?
Sex.
Ding 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 ding.
Like
ding,
a
ding,
whole
ding,
lot
ding,
of
didn't
sex.
I tell you?
Like
that's
a lot
everything.
Of.
Few. That's everything.
I'm listening. You're listening to. You said sex. A lot of sex. So you weren't getting sex in your last relationship.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. No, I wasn't. Very little, because she had medical issues, and I understand that, and I was willing to wait, you know what I mean? But, yeah, this new thing is, like, it's more than sex. It's so much more than sex, but I'm getting a lot of it. You know what
okay, so, are you, so what happened? Go ahead.
With this other person that you've been in this month situation with, is it becoming more than sex with this other person?
Yeah.
It is?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So do you feel like, is it mutual between both of you like that it's becoming more than sex for both
Man,
of you?
Man, yeah. Yeah,
okay,
I definitely
can I just say something? I'm just going to give you a good cliche right here. that I actually heard the other day. The grass is never greener on the other side. It's going to need just as much watering as the grass you have right now. So be careful in that, because what you may end up realizing is that if you decide to, let's say, go with this 1 month situation, you may lose out on something. You're going to lose out either way. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah,
now,
if
you hadn't checked out of that, of your 5-year relationship, if you hadn't checked out of that, then you're treading real on some real stormy waters, because that's not going to end well. But you got to be true to you. You got to be true to you. If you had already checked out of it, I'd say just go ahead, just do you. But if you still have feelings for the person you've been with and for 5 years, and you still have a good relationship, be mindful that that is worth putting your water, that's the grass worth putting your water into, as opposed to this other.
Let me ask you this, E. Is no sex or lack of sex or sexual issues a deal breaker?
It's not a deal breaker. I don't think it's a deal breaker. I think that's why it's important to go through these C's that we have: the communication, clarity, compromise, and we're going to talk about some other C's in a minute. But I think that's where communication will come in heavy, is if she has medical issues and you all can't have sex, then that's a conversation you need to have with her by saying, you know what, hey, I need sex. I need to have some type of intimacy. And maybe she may be like, hey, I just heard a couple that advertised that they want to have someone added to their life. You know what I'm saying? That's what's important about having that partner, that you have that communication with, so you can go to them and say, hey, you know, I need this from you.
I'm going to say this, E, and I'm going to be real. You know, I don't want to be the juice girl, but I think, I have several different views on sex and relationship, and I do believe that sex can be a deal breaker if we are honest. If we've talked about communication,
right,
and we've talked about clarity, and we've talked about compromise, and, you know, whatever the situation is, you know, the person can't have sex, doesn't want to have sex, has sexual issues, and I don't, and I need to have that type of intimacy, and the person says, well, I don't want you to be with anybody, I can't be with you, or I don't want to be with you, but I don't want to be with anybody, I don't want you to be with anybody else. It's like, where do you draw the line? Because eventually, like, somebody's going to cheat. It's inevitable. We're sexual creatures. We are, you know, Maslow's hierarchy of needs is at the very bottom basic need. You see me flexing my degree right there? That psychology degree, you saw that? Okay. So it's at the bottom. That says, you know, it's a basic need. So I think, Quinn, I'm going to say that because I know we have some other callers calling, is that going over the three C's that we've talked about, you know, that obviously it has to be a communication that has to happen, that says, this is what I need, if I can get this or whatever. Clarity that you are saying, you are voicing your concern, you know, that I need this,
I think,
or
yeah,
I need
way,
this to happen.
It has to be voiced. It has to be, even if he decides, you know what, hey, I cannot do this, at least give her that opportunity to say yay or nay. If you don't give her that opportunity at all, then that's where it's like, okay, you didn't even give me a chance to say, hey, you know what, I understand.
Right.
I can't give you what you need, so go do you. But give her that chance. And
okay.
And then you can feel good about
walking away from the situation.
Right, right. And the other thing with the situation that you're in, this month-long situation, you all also need to have a conversation like, hey, where are we going with this? What are we doing? If it's
that's
just
good.
Sex,
I need some more ice for my Hennessy. Somebody give me some more ice for my Hennessy. This was good. Thank you, Twin, so much for calling.
Thank
you,
Twin.
You have been entered to win our SOS Save Our Situation prize package. Thank you so much for calling in. Okay, and it looks like we have another caller on the line. We have Michelle, and this is our last caller because we are being told by our producer that we have to wrap this thing up. Michelle, you are on the line. What do you got for us, Michelle?
I just kind of wanted to chime in on the whole relationship situation. I don't really understand what's the point of relationship. Like, we've talked about commitment and clarity, and then we started talking about threesomes and basically if you're not satisfied sexually, then voicing that and leaving. But at some point, I feel like, where is the long suffering? Where is the longevity in relationships? Like, if we're going to clock out every time we feel like we're not getting what we need, then what's the point? What is the point of commitment? We should all just kind of be doing our own thing, no commitment. Like, we should just be by ourselves, because if we're not going to, I mean, nobody asked to be sick. Nobody asked to be going through financial situations. So if you are with your partner and they go through a situation and you clock out on them, then what's the point of commitment in the first place? If you can't hang in when I'm down and you can't be my strong when I'm weak, why are we in this in the first place?
Okay, well, that's a really good question. And we're gonna let you chime in. It looks like we do have one more caller, but we are going to answer Michelle's question. Michelle, that's a very good question, and that's why we are going through the three C's: communication, clarity, compromise. We have not gotten to our last three C's, and I hope two C's, and I hope that we do. And the next one is crazies that match, and he's really good on talking about that. Charlene, we're going to get to your question. We have you on hold. I do. I'm a believer in commitment, but I am not a believer in being held hostage in a relationship. I do believe that if we both have gotten the thing, you know, I believe in our society, you know, we talk about long suffering and all of those things, but I don't think that's actually fair. You know, I do believe in commitment, but what I do believe is that, as the old saying goes, people come into your life for a reason, a season, or a lifetime. And if you can figure out what that person is, it is so much easier to let go at the end of the day. You know, that I've had relationships that people have only come for a season, or people have come for a reason. And once that reason or that season has expired, you know, our ego says, well, we have to stay together. I don't believe that. If I'm ready to go, let me go. If you're ready to go, I'm going to let you go. Why, you know, and my parents have been married for 40 years, and I will be the first to say, how do you do it? I commend them. I salute them. But at the end of the day, I want somebody, you know, and it's a little bit different for us these days. You know, we are more we're more spirit-led. We're more experience-led. We say, I want to experience this in my life. E, you still with me?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I don't believe that, you know, especially if I have not gone before God to make a commitment, because God doesn't ask us to get married. You know, we choose to say, I want to get married. I want to go into this relationship with you, and it's between me, you, and God. But if we're dating and we're just in a dating situation, then we have the fluidity. We have the opportunity to kind of move back and forth as we need to. If I have not formally made that commitment and brought my family and brought God into this, I need to have that fluidity to be able to move. So I don't want to be challenged on my commitment to you. I need to be committed to me. I need to be truthful to me. I see our audience is chiming in. But too many times people are saying, you know, I need to stay, or I'm staying out of guilt. Don't stay with me out of guilt. Don't stay with me because you feel like you've made this commitment and I'm not going to be okay. Leave me. It's okay. I will be okay. E, what do you got to say? We got to wrap this thing up. We got some more time added because we got some callers. So this show is going to be a little bit more than an hour, and Anisha is going to tell us when we're wrapping it up. But we have a caller on the line. We're going to bring Michelle. No, we have Michelle. We got Charlene holding. E, what do you have to say about that? What do you have to say about people who go into these commitments and then they want to check out and all that good stuff?
I mean, sometimes you may have to check out. That doesn't mean it's over. It don't necessarily mean it's over. Sometimes you need to go find yourself. If it's meant to be, it'll be. You don't have no control over that. If the universe say y'all going to be together, y'all going to be together. So that's the way I see it. I mean, I can let go real easy. So that's the problem.
I think, too. too many times our ego gets involved. Our ego says, you have to love me. Yeah, you said you love me, and now it's 10 years later, and you've changed. How dare you? Come on, that's ego.
Clarity becomes important. That's where clarity and following your authentic voice becomes important, because if you really, really are not happy in that situation, you need to be honest with yourself first and then let that other person know, look, we ran our course. I mean, that's what life is about.
I agree with you, E. We got Charlene holding. Charlene, talk to us. Charlene, you are on Soul Food Sunday Radio with LaCara featuring DJ E. What's going on?
Hi. Hi. How are you?
I'm good.
Listen, I listened for a good long while, and I just have to say, you just hit key on a relationship where it's hard to break up or whatever. But, okay, sometimes it's hard to break up in relationships because people don't know, like, for example, domestic violence. They don't know the signs of domestic violence as I didn't, because I wasn't raised in that environment. So it happened to me. So
okay.
I decided, well, why am I – no, this is not happening. So I went out and I did counseling and volunteered to go, although – that other person was committed, and, you know, justice did prevail with that. So what I want to say is it is good to get counseling. If you don't understand something in the relationship and don't know why you're still there, the best thing to do is just get help for yourself. Like, I was also even in a relationship where I felt sorry for this person, but I was still constantly being neglected in the relationship. And so I decided to go on my own and figure out, well, how can I get out of it? It works. There's nothing to be ashamed of. You know, it does work.
Okay.
And I suggest to anybody, counseling is the biggest thing in the world when it comes to relationships if you don't understand. Okay? It can either make you or break you. Relationships
can
make
you. Well, I thank
you
for that. Thank you, Charlene. Thank you for calling and telling us that. And Charlene is saying that she's an advocate for counseling in a relationship because it does work.
Yes.
Thank you so much for that. Anise, let us know if we have any other callers. Go ahead.
That's
sorry.
That's important in our community, especially because we think that, you know, we have to keep everything to ourselves all the time and keep it in-house. The old slave mentality, keep your problems in-house. And we got to get out of that because it's not working. It hasn't ever worked. Problem, and that's why a lot, especially Black women, get into domestic violence situations and don't know how to get out because they don't know how to get help. And that's important. It's very important. We have to start talking to somebody, even if it's not like you, LaCara. You know, you have a counseling background. This is what you do. Even if it's just going to a pastor or a very close friend or somebody who you can trust to give you some good advice, you know, talk to somebody. You have to. I hope that at some point we start teaching the next generation that that's important. Counseling and therapy is extremely important for everybody.
Thank you for that, Ian. I totally agree. Being a counselor, and I'm sure Nico Ray, I know she's listening. She's definitely going to agree with that, and that's why she agreed to go ahead and give us two free sessions in helping us sponsor this show. So thank you, Charlene, for calling in with that. It looks like we are at the tail end of our show, and I just want to talk a little bit about our last two seeds, and then I'm going to bring on my trainer because it's Soul Food Sundays, and we have Tia with 3D Fitness who she's going to give us some tips. She's going to give us three tips in 1 minute on why it's so important to keep fitness first in your relationship. So tune in for that. We got to do quickly. We got to go quickly with our last two C's. Let's talk about the crazies that match. Why is it important that your crazies match?
Oh, that's real easy. That's real easy. You can't be like real. Everybody's crazy. Let me just put that out there.
Everybody's crazy.
Yes. On this planet is crazy. There's levels of crazy, and you have to find somebody whose crazy matches yours,
so that you all can work together. Because if you don't, if two crazies collide that don't match, yo, it's bad. It's bad for everybody involved.
So,
it's bad
so
for
you're in a relationship
involved.
Where your crazies match?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I think everybody sees that. The two of us, Asia and I, are probably the most crazy people you'll ever meet. But we work. And we understand.
The crazies.
We understand each other's crazy.
The crazies match. I love that movie, Silver Lining Playbook, because I got it in that movie. If you've never seen that movie, Silver Lining Playbook, then you will understand why it's so important that your crazies match. And I totally agree with DJ E. You know, you got to have fun with each other, wouldn't you say, E?
True. Yes, definitely. All
because if you have these fundamental personality differences, it's really not going to work. You got
to
have fun.
And you have to have some type of balance with that. So, you know, and that balance, it's just, you're going to have times where it's bad. That's just life. You're going to have times when you're going to get on each other's nerves. That's life. But then you have to have that other side of where you enjoy every minute of this person. And even when it's going bad, you still enjoy that person. That's important.
That's important.
The balance of life. Yeah.
And number five. Number five, before we get to Tia with 3D Fitness, number five is call a truce. Sometimes
yes.
Agree to disagree.
Yes. Yes.
Yes, I believe that.
Every
I think
day.
Y'all call a truce every day. And she's shaking her head. Yes, we do. We call a truce every day. I think that's so important because we are all – We're raised with different experiences, different backgrounds, different religions, different all of these things that I can't tell you what doing. You know, if I criticize you on something, if I say you're doing something wrong, essentially what I am saying is that the way your mother taught you, the way her mother taught her, the way her mother taught her is wrong. So not only have I insulted you and how you were taught, but I've insulted generations of women or men. You know, and I think that that is so important. And so sometimes we get into these tiffs or these issues about, well, this is the way my mother taught me, and this is the way the floor is supposed to be swept, you know, or this is the way the dishes are supposed. I'm so serious. I used to get into it with one of my partners all the time about the way the dishes were supposed to be set into the dishwasher. I think that might be why we broke up. But
I had a 2-year argument about what side brushes should be on in the bathroom. Now, you think about that.
Exactly. So sometimes, right, sometimes you got to agree to disagree on things that don't have anything to do with your love, don't have anything to do with your commitment to one another, don't have anything to do with anything, and just let's agree to disagree. So,
and sometimes you also
anything
have
else
to recognize. Yeah, sometimes you also have to recognize that it's not even a real, what are we arguing about? It's not even a real argument. Sometimes you may be arguing about something that actually you just reacted from something months ago. So you have to start to recognize what is it you are upset about and what is it that has set you off. And it may not even have anything to do with your partner. So that's a prime time for you to say, hey, let's call a truce and let's, you know, start this over. And then when you find the truth, you have to let it go. You have to let it go.
You can't bring it back up.
Right, you gotta let it
go. You gotta let it go. I agree wholeheartedly. So, check this out, callers, listeners. We're so excited that you have joined us on our first premiere live broadcast of Soul Food with LaCara featuring DJ E. Give it up for DJ E. Yes. But before we go, I got Tia with 3D Fitness. She's going to come on for 1 minute. Tia, are you on the air with us?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Hey, Tia. You guys, let me introduce the listeners to Tia Dixon. She is my trainer. We meet 3 times a week. I'm so excited because I'm loving my new body. I'm loving this experience that I'm having with you, and I'm so excited that you're going to be on with us each and every time to give us these awesome fitness tips. Tia, I'm going to have some bread tonight. You're not going to hold
right,
that against me, right?
I'll work it out for you tomorrow.
We will work out the bread in the morning. T, Tia, and first, Tia, tell everybody where they can find you, first of all.
You can find me at facebook.com/3DNFitness, and that's the letter D, the letter N, fitness.
All right, you guys got that? 3D
N Fitness? The letter N.
The letter N. All right, that's where you can find us. Tia, give us tips. Give us, because you told me, you said, I'm going to tell you guys about relationships and fitness. Talk to us about relationship and fitness and why that's important.
Got three easy tips for you, very easy. Three benefits exercise have on relationships. Exercise gives you, energy and stamina. You know, it's a drag in a relationship when one person wants to do something and the other person is always tired, that can always put a strain on a relationship. So one thing, exercise gives you an increase of energy and also stamina. Second thing I want to go over, energy. Exercise gives you an increase in confidence. It gives you your sexy back. A lot of times you hear in a relationship, if one person is unhappy about their appearance, it's a lot easier. They're not affectionate, they're not sexual, and that can turn into problems in a relationship.
Oh, that's good. So
wait, before you go to the most important thing, exercise leads to more lovemaking. Exercise itself releases endorphins, where in women, it actually leads to excitement, arousal, and orgasm. So those are my three things, the three benefits exercise have on relationships.
So, Tia, so if I work out, I'm going to have an orgasm?
You're more likely to have an orgasm.
I'm more likely. So, callers, I hope you heard that, because I don't even know what the first three tips were. All I heard was orgasm at the end.
Let me tell you something, Tia.
Even if they didn't hear the first one.
Wait a minute. I've been to the gym, and that wasn't an orgasm I had. That was a whole lot of pain. That's because you weren't working out with Tia.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's up.
Tia, we thank you so much for coming on. I don't know if you guys heard the first two tips, but the third tip was you're more likely to have an orgasm if you're working out.
That's all that matters.
That was the most important tip ever. Tia, I'm going to see you in the morning, right? Not for the orgasm, for working out. What?
Wow.
So, I'm coming to...
You know, y'all having orgasms and adding threesomes and, you know, I mean, oh, my goodness. You're ready for us to wrap this up, right? I just wanted to say on behalf of... Sharon and I, you know, I was getting ready to say on behalf of the management, but it's just me and Sharon. Don't even play.
Right.
On behalf of Sharon and I and the entire Back to Us Radio family, you are our newest addition, and I am so proud of you and so humbled that, you know, when I came to you and I said, LaCara, you know, will you join the family? And you said yes. And I'm humbled. I'm grateful. I'm excited. This was an amazing show. You shut my switchboard down, which I had a feeling that you would.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah. So, I mean, great show. Phenomenal show. I've got a list of all of the people who called in tonight. I will get that over to you. So we're going to wrap up. Who do you want to go out? Which song from Kim Joyce do we want to go out with? Do we want to go out with Feeling, or do we want to go out with Timeless Moment, or do we want to go out with...
Can we just say promote the workshop, Brown Sugar Rise, and
yes,
thank you so much. Very quickly, we are having a retreat, a Warrior Women Weekend retreat. You can go to www.warriorwomenweekend.eventbrite.com to find out more about this awesome weekend that we're going to have in the mountains of North Georgia. The next Brown Sugar Vibe is December 15th at Cat's Cafe. And follow us on Back to Us Radio. Follow us on Facebook/ LaCara Foster at Grown Woman Guide. All that good stuff. Lil Badass DJ E. That's what two E's,
yeah,
right, E?
Yeah, well, you can go to imdje.com.
IMDJE.com. If you want to purchase the book, The Grown Woman's Guide to greatness. You can go to LaKaraFoster.com. Everything is pretty much on Facebook or Twitter or all of those good things. Thank you, Anise, for having us with Soul Food Sunday Radio. Thank you, DJ E. DJ E is one of the loves of my life. She is one of my soulmates, and I really could not do a lot of things in my life without her. So, got to give a big shout-out to her. Shout-out to our live audience. Woo! Thank you so much for that. And we are going to go out. I want to go out with Kim's Feeling, but before we go out, Anise, I got to say that our caller, her name is Beautiful, and I do know how to reach her. She is the winner of the SOS Save Our Situation gift package, where she's going to get 2 VIP tickets to the Brown Sugar Vibe, 2 counseling sessions from Mika Ray at Intimate Counseling, and a $25 gift certificate for dinner. And big shout out to Asia Kareem for making our soul food for this Sunday. Thank you to our sponsors. Thank you, Anise, and thank you to Tia Dixon and all of our callers for calling. And hit me up on Facebook /LaKaraFoster for questions, concerns, or any other help that you may need about your relationship when this show is over. We always have one rule, and that is don't drink and drive because you might spill your liquor. We'll see you guys next month on Soul Food Sunday Radio. Thank you.
You have been listening to a recording provided by Voice Republic at http://voicerepublic.com.